Hello everyone, Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com here. We have reached part 10 of our 2014 AVN Awards Voting Podcast Series. This is where I break down all or most of the AVN Awards categories and talk to you guys about some of my favorites, some ones to watch, and things of that nature. Did get some feedback on Twitter. Mr. Blue Lou Boyle says, "Hey Rog, any under-the-radar girls or films that aren't getting the attention they deserve for 2013. Lots of them. I will try and talk about them in context. How's that? As we go along, we'll try and find a few here that I think really deserve a little more attention. How's that? Please follow along. You can go back to part one of this to hear the whole breakdown of what we're doing, how we're doing it. Not going to go over that again. AVNAwards.com, nominees, down near the bottom. Best vignette release is where we're starting. We're going to kick right off. Tonight's selection, by the way, we've finished with the Shock Top and we're on to Blue Moon. Hey, I'm drinking orange beer. Too bad. Here we go. Best vignette release. Some good stuff here. The Fans' Choice Brazzers 2000th DVD, really good. Really tough to beat. I did like the Masseuse 4 from Sweet Sinner. And Secretary's Day 6 from Smash Pictures had a nice work theme. Taboo Tales, Family Business, Digital Cinema was interesting. Honestly, though, I think the Brazzers thing was the top one there. Best wall-to-wall release, Bedhead and Morning Sex from Jules Jordan was really good. Nice theme there. Girl-Boy from Dana Vespoli, Evil Angel, really popular movie. TNA from Rockstar Adam and Eve, Tegan and Alexis Texas, a couple of really great scenes there. Whores Inc. from Darko. Performers of the Year 2013, though, is my favorite. Okay, a dark horse here, or someone maybe not getting the credit it deserves. The Madison's Mad Circus, Kelly Madison. Kelly and Ryan Madison did a lot of stuff this year that sort of might fly under the radar for some people. Really, really fantastic stuff, and she's pretty awesome. Best Young Girl release, there's a lot on here. We're going to do series instead, although I will tell you that Slut Puppy 7 from Jules Jordan was really good. Best Young Girl series. Barely Legal's on here. You know, it's one of everybody's favorites. Cuties from Elegant Angel is really good. The only thing there, they shoot it like everything else. So I'm not sure it stands out as a young girl series. The Innocence of Youth from Digital Sin is really good, as is My Little Panties. They're kind of interchangeable. My Sister's Hot Friend from Naughty America tries hard to be that way. Rocco's Psycho Teens. Rocco finds girls of all ages who are just crazy hot. Teens Like It Big from Brazzers usually plays up. I really like Too Big for Teens as a series from Reality Junkies Mile High. Really, really like it. One of my favorite categories every year, and I'm sorry if I'm going fast, but we're trying to maybe get through this today. If not today, then tomorrow. We'll probably do one more. Clever Title of the Year. I love this. I'm going to read all these and you guys can laugh and tell me what you think. Cirque du Soleil from Seymour Butts. Seymour has long been good with play his own words in his titles. Cray Cray Vajayjay from Black Storm. Funny title. Come On Mom from Zero Tolerance. Cream-filled Japanese Fur Burgers from Third World Media. Gag Gift from Red Light. Gone Black Not Coming Back from Sticky. London Bitches Falling Down from Porno Dan. Look Dad, I'm in Porn from Team Skeet. One of my favorites. Another of my favorites, Misleading Teenagers into Anal Sex, from Anal Industries / Juicy. My Hairy Sugar Walls, My Pussy Ain't Gonna Lick Itself, Pumper in the Dumper, that seems like we've seen that one before. Slut Bottom Chris Meets the Prostate Assassins. Hey, I love my friends at Severe Society, but that's not a clever title, that's just a warning right there. Those are prostate assassins, all right. Trust Fund Trannies, I think, is fantastic. And Vagges with Badges. Really good. I honestly like Look Dad, I'm in Porn. I think that's fantastic. Really fun. I just love that. Okay, Director of the Year. And this is a body of work award. And I like this because, you know, somebody will do one great movie. Brad Armstrong did Underworld. Fantastic. Does his body of work overall hold up against everybody else's? We shall see. Director of the Year Body of Work, Joanna Angel, Brad Armstrong, James Avalon, Barrett Blade, Axel Braun, William H., Jules Jordan, Mason, Jonathan Morgan, Eddie Powell, Jim Powers, Will Ryder, Joey Silvera, B-Scout, Dana Vespoli. To Blue's question, is there anybody here flying under the radar? Well, obviously, these people are all nominated, so they're on somebody's radar. I think Joanna Angel just consistently puts out good, hot porn. I really do. I'm not sure that she's flying under the radar or underrated, though. Same with Mason. Everybody knows how good Mason is. I think Eddie Powell does it quietly. People might not know him by name. William H. is one of the best directors in the business. Robbie D's not on here. Robbie could be on here every year. B-Scout's done some really good stuff, especially switching over and doing a lot of hard, serious features. But again, not really flying under anybody's radar. Most of these people are pretty straightforward. And as far as who I'd pick this year, that's tough. I mean, William H. had a great year Gonzo-wise. Jules always does. Jim Powers added a lot of different things to his repertoire. Brad Armstrong, I think, had the movie of the year with Underworld. It's a tough call. Will Ryder had another like three or four just top-notch parodies. Maybe had more big hits than anybody on the list. Interesting one there. Female Performer of the Year. You might not know some of these girls. Marcia Haas, or Hase, Japanese girl. Super, super sexy. Anissa Kate. Blue, if you haven't seen Anissa Kate, you need to see her. She's friggin' amazing. And Cindy Hope. Those are my three in that category. Let's see. We have Female Performer of the Year. We're going to come back to that and do that last. Let's go down here. We are not going to go into the Pleasure Production or Pleasure Products. I think we're going to actually finish with this one. Okay. Unsung Starlet of the Year. Now, this goes back to what Blue Lou was asking about. Brittany Amber, Bridget B., Urizon Beltran, Misha Brooks, Courtney Combs, Tia Cyrus, Nikki Delano, Presley Hart, Jaden James, Kendall Carson, Tori Lane, Jesse Lee, Proxy Page, Arabelle Raphael, and Jenna J. Ross. Brittany Amber and Bridget B. are both always fantastic. Urizon Beltran I've loved for a long time. Misha Brooks is one of the top not quite well enough known ass girls in the business. I mean, seriously, her ass is fucking amazing. Nikki Delano is very good, always consistent. Jaden James, same thing. Kendall Carson's very pretty. Presley Hart, I just finally saw a couple scenes with her. She's super cute. You gotta check her out. You may not have seen her. I go with someone like Bridget B. I think is unsung in that. Unsung male performer: Voodoo, Travis Verjek, Talon, Rico Strong, Romeo Price, Wesley Pipes, Jerry, Brandon Iron, Sonny Hicks, Billy Hart, Dick Delaware, Julius Caesar, Johnny Castle, Flash Brown, Lee Bang. Here's my problem. Most of the black male talent in the industry is on the unsung performer of the list, performer of the year list. Maybe there's a problem there. Rico Strong a couple years ago was one of the top guys. So was Voodoo. So some of these guys are not exactly unsung. They're just maybe second tier. Flash Brown falls in that category. He's really good and not everybody knows it. I like Flash. Voodoo's always good too. Transsexual Performer of the Year: Buck Angel, Natasha Dreams, Danica Dreams, Jesse Flores, Jessica Fox, Foxy, Evelyn, Kelly Lux, Venus Lux, Jane Marie, Carmen Moore, Tiffany Starr, Wendy Summers, Serena Valentine, and Vanity. Vanity, of course, is everybody's favorite. Venus Lux, very pretty. Evelyn, also very pretty. Jesse Flores works really hard, guys. Jesse works super hard. And Tiffany Starr, I just did was introduced to her through someone else. Also a hard worker. But, you know, I mean, Jesse Flores is a good sport, really funny, a good performer. Again, it's kind of hard for me to judge this because I'm not entirely sure what we're looking for because that's just not my genre. We'll talk about that maybe another time. As transsexual performers and porn get more mainstream, what is the straight porn audience, air quotes, looking for from its transsexual porn? And what is the audience for transsexual porn looking for as it gets more mainstream? Most outrageous sex scene. Okay, we're at 9 minutes. We have to hurry this up. Most outrageous sex scene. I don't know. Nothing really stood out this time. And honestly, interestingly enough, from Get My Belt, there are two scenes here, Chanel Preston and Brooklyn Lee. Not the one with Skin Diamond, which is the one that has a little bit of race play, which, I was surprised that wasn't on there. Not The Wizard of Oz, Stella Marie and Eric John, The Horror of Munchkinland, was pretty pretty outrageous. Gotta say, Pegging a Strap-on Love Story 8, Melody Jordan, Chad Diamond, Pig on a Stick. That'll wake you up. I'm gonna go with, for one scene, Evil Head, Cleo Valentine, Double Pinetration. Those of you who have seen Evil Head or Evil Dead or Evil Head know what I'm talking about. That was pretty crazy outrageous. So that leaves us with, we'll do foreign. We already did foreign female, foreign male performer. The usual suspects are on here. David Perry, Ian Scott, Rocco, Nacho, whatever. We'll move on from there. Who cares? Best MILF performer of the year. Ava Adams, Julia Ann, Lisa Ann, Veronica Avlov, Demya, however you say her name, Sherry DeVille, Francesca Lay, Kendra Lust, Kelly Madison, Zoe Holloway, Raven S., Magdalene St. Michaels, India Summer, Tanya Tate, Jodie West. Honestly, I think India Summer and Lisa Ann should be nominated for Performer of the Year. They were both amazing again this year. India Summer, I think, is one of the top performers in our business, period, any category. So, judging by that, how could I not pick her as the best on this list? Because I think she would be up there on my list of female performer. Julia Ann is always fantastic. Francesca Lay, seriously great performer and a good director. Kelly Madison, does it only with one guy, but really fantastic, and the sort of pro-am roots I like. But honestly, I think you got to go with India and Lisa and Julia. Same three as last year, basically. With a nod to Raven S., who's been around a long time and still looks amazing and really puts a lot into her scenes. Mainstream Star of the Year. Another one where I always wonder what exactly makes someone Mainstream Star of the Year. Did they do a high-profile thing in mainstream? Did they do a lot of mainstream? Are these the people that non-porn fans would know? How do we vote on this? And sometimes it just has to strike you. Buck Angel, Joanna Angel, James Dean, Jessica Drake, Bobby Eden, Ron Jeremy, Lily LeBeau, Sonny Leone, Dave Pounder, Stoya, Tanya Tate, Danny Wilde. I don't know, take your pick. But honestly, the stuff Sonny Leone is doing over in India is very, very impressive and unprecedented. I think she's got a good shot at that. James Dean also has really made himself very mainstream. I think he's got a good shot at that. Either one of those, fine. Okay, so two left now as we're getting toward the end here. Good. I can slow down a little bit. Male Performer of the Year. Mick Blue, good choice. Xander Corvus, good choice. James Dean, fantastic. Ryan Driller, Eric Everhart, always a good choice. Manuel Ferrara, great choice. Kieran Lee. Ryan Madison slipping in there. Someone definitely under the radar. Mandingo's in there. Good choice. Ramon Nomar. He seemed to be in every nominated DP scene. The guy's in everything. Tommy Pistol. Good actor. Tony Rivas. Lexington Steele. Always one of the best. Christian Triple X and Prince Yashua? I never know how to pronounce that name. He's Prince. Christian also getting some play. One of the more versatile performers on the list. So that's interesting. I think James Dean's tough to beat again, although Mick Blue might be my dark horse. Manuel Ferrara and Kieran Lee are always favorites. I don't think Kieran's won it before, so he might be someone, if you're going to put money on, that you might want to bet on. But I think I'd go with James or Mick as my choices. And finally, Female Performer of the Year. Asa Akira, Annika Albright, Bailey Blue, Danny Daniels, Dana D'Armond, Skin Diamond, Ali Hayes, Remy LaCroix, Maddie O'Reilly, Chanel Preston, Riley Reid, Bonnie Rotten, Samantha Saint, Sheena Shaw, Jada Stevens. Top of the ballot girls. I think Samantha Saint is fantastic and getting better. Not quite this year. Bonnie Rotten had a great year. Very unique look. I suppose that could be a drawback with some voters. They don't like the look. I think she's just a fantastic performer, and her look is unique. Chanel Preston always, always shines. Doesn't seem to matter what project she's in, when I see her, she just always seems to be fantastic. So I think she's one that would be up near the top. Maddie O'Reilly I like, Remy LaCroix I like, Ellie Hayes, very good and getting better. Danny Daniels I like, Bailey Blue's hot. I think for me the three at the top, Annika Albright, who's super pretty, Shout out to Annika. Somebody forward this on Twitter to her, will ya? Let her know she's been called out as one of the top three. Gorgeous, great performer. She had a Star Showcase movie. Loved her. Fantastic. Asa Akira, who seems like she's been number one for 4 years at least, continues to be amazing. Her switch over to Wicked, we'll see what that does performance-wise. If we see less of her, if we're still seeing a lot of her stuff through Pornstar Empire, I think, you know, she's just beautiful, sexy, great body, fun, fantastic, awesome. And my third choice is Dana D'Armond. And going back to what Blue Lou asked, is there anybody, you know, underrated? I seriously think that Dana D'Armond is one of the most underrated performers since I started in this business. She looks fantastic. She's got a great body. Her sex scenes are incredible. She does everything well. She acts well. She's very social media conscious, fan friendly. I think she's worthy, absolutely worthy. And it's about time she got nominated. And, you know, I think she's up there. Like I said, at the top. So someone forward this to Dana, Asa, and Annika. Those are our top three. Let me ask you guys this. Here's your topic, and then we'll close. Your pick for Performer of the Year. Leave a comment, please. Leave a comment with your pick. And also then, secondary, cut it down to my three. Asa Akira, Annika Albright, Dana D'Armond. Which of those three would you pick if they were the only three on the ballot? There you go. That's about it. We're still under the 20-minute time, which I was trying to go for, and we're at part 10. So 10 parts this year. Thanks to AVN for letting me vote again and for supporting my efforts with this podcast. Thanks for all of you that wrote in with feedback, Don Houston especially. The guys at X-Critic always provide really good feedback. Thank you to sponsors, HotMovies.com, SugarDVD.com. Please check them out. In fact, check out any of the banners on RodReviews.com. Helps keep the lights on and keeps me in beer, which I need. Thank you to all of the people who made this possible this year. Performers, directors, makeup people, lighting directors, marketing directors, everybody. Thank you to my partner, Natalie Dawn, for keeping the website going. For Jeff at IFD for being fantastic. For the people at Adult DVD Talk, continue to be supportive. Everybody, thank you very much. If you have any topics you'd like me to cover, I want to do some more podcasting, not make this just a yearly thing, but maybe do it more consistently. Throw out some talk about some topics, stuff from social media. Drop me a line, RogerRogerViews.com. Follow on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe at Twitter. Leave the feedback on the thing. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you all very much. I will see you in Las Vegas next month when these awards are passed out, and then we can all sit down and see how close I was. Thanks very much. Have a great one, guys.